For the week of August 14th, 2006, this is your Wikipedia Signpost audio update. I'm Omar Yacoubi. Our top story this week, editing for hire leads to intervention. A B2B service offering pay-for-placement articles on Wikipedia to other companies has reached a tentative agreement with founder Jimbo Wales. But first, this week's headlines. The number of candidates for the board elections doubled this week as 7 new candidates announced their intentions to run. Joining the previous 7 candidates are Cartman02AU, Eloquence, Hadraj, John Cates, Mindspillage, Ross Hedvicek, and Uninvited Company. Wikimedians have until August 28th to join the race. Check the next issue of the Signpost for an in-depth look at the candidates and the elections. Preparations for Wikimania 2007 have begun, even as Wikimania 2006, held in Boston, was just wrapping up. Bidding to determine the host city for the annual gathering officially opens Tuesday. However, several preliminary bids, ranging from Chicago to Istanbul, have already been started. The timetable for host city bidding calls for all entries and bids to be submitted by September 10, 2006. An effort to make translation and interlanguage cooperation easier has resulted in a series of new translator combination Babel boxes on Meta. These boxes indicate that the user can translate from a certain language to another language. Intended to streamline the translation process, there are currently 20 such templates available. Now for Wikimedia in the News, where we take a look at how the wiki movement is making headlines in the world. A Chinese eWiki has been shut down due to political pressure. Agence France-Presse reported on the closing of eWiki, a Chinese encyclopedia based on Wikipedia. In a press release issued on August 7th, Reporters Without Borders expressed regret that the encyclopedia was taken down. Reportedly, the site was taken down due to an article on Taiwan, expressing beliefs that the Taiwanese government was the government of the Republic of China, and an article on James Lung, a political leader from Hong Kong closely tied with the suppressed organization Falun Gong. Access to the Chinese Wikipedia has been blocked by the Great Firewall of China, though Baidu Baiki, a censored encyclopedia hosted by Chinese search engine Baidu, is still accessible. The site included a lengthy message in Chinese, as well as a quotation by Hungarian poet Sándor Petőfi, "Life is dear, love is dearer. Both can be given up for freedom." WikiCrack. The Guardian published an article on Wikipedia, referring to editing as WikiCrack. Quote, "In the summer of 2003, it took just one puff to change Mark Pellegrini's life," end quote. Raoul654 was interviewed in the article, mentioning his status as featured article director and a member of the arbitration committee. The article incorrectly stated that only those who make 100 edits a week were able to vote in ARBCOM elections. The article also tackles vandalism, mentioning the list of protected pages. And finally, a hometown newspaper features Wales in Wikipedia. The News Courier in Athens, Alabama, featured an article on Jimmy Wales. The article deals mostly with Wales' childhood in nearby Huntsville, Alabama, and includes quotes from Wales' mother, Doris. And now to our top story. Last week's announcement of a business offering to create Wikipedia articles on behalf of corporations prompted Jimbo Wales to intervene directly. Amid a debate about the ethics of this practice, Wales blocked the account being used, but later reported that he had reached an agreement with its operator to address the problem. The incident began with the appearance of a press release from MyWikiBiz.com, a company that identifies itself as a family business run by Gregory Kos and based in Westchester, Pennsylvania. The press release said the company, quote, "authors Wikipedia articles for companies and organizations that presently lack exposure on the world's largest encyclopedia," end quote, calculating that some 30,000 or more noteworthy companies are not included. The coverage of business entities in Wikipedia has previously been the subject of some criticism. Offering to create articles on behalf of companies, MyWikiBiz said it would offer 3 different levels of its service, all of them under $100. These were outlined on its website: $49 for a basic stub, $79 for a standard article of 2 to 5 paragraphs with info box, image, and inclusion in a relevant category, and $99 for a service including submission to other sites and a checkup after 1 year. On its website, MyWikiBiz included a page discussing the eligibility of potential clients for the service. The eligibility requirements essentially track Wikipedia's notability guidelines for companies and corporations. Reactions to this announcement from Wikipedia editors were mixed, with natural concerns about how neutral such articles would be. Andrew Gray observed that paid-for editing would inevitably happen, and that having it be relatively open and transparent was preferable to the alternative. A number of people indicated they would reserve judgment until seeing the actual articles. Arguing to delete one of the articles thus produced, Flo Knight argued, quote, "Wikipedia is not a business directory. We need to aggressively monitor this user's other contributions for more of the same," end quote. Shortly afterward, Wales stepped in and blocked user MyWikiBiz indefinitely, calling it a conflict of interest to get paid for adding articles by the subject of those articles. Another account, user Thecoser, was not blocked. Wales then reported that he had a phone conversation with Coase in which they agreed that MyWikiBiz would post articles on its website, and other Wikipedia editors would independently add them based on their own judgment. He also unblocked the account. Coase called this a compromise and is also soliciting opinions from the community on user talk MyWikiBiz about various ways to proceed. Eric Muller suggested developing a guideline for dealing with conflicts of interest, which is currently under discussion. In the press release, Coase was quoted as saying, quote, "Not one of our corporate articles has ever been deleted by a Wikipedia admin," end quote. However, as Matthias Schindler pointed out, the MyWikiBiz website included screenshots from an article on the Farsight Hotel, which user Thecoser created on July 21, but had deleted after a day with an apologetic comment that the hotel doesn't exist and the article should have been kept in a sandbox. User MyWikiBiz began editing in May and created its first articles about companies on July 25. User Thecoser had created Jacobson Stores as early as May 22, 2005, although it's not clear which of these articles were created on behalf of clients, if any. At least one additional article, Norman Technologies, has been nominated for deletion and subsequently deleted by administrator Nikon Kantari. Curiously, an article was also created about Coase himself, by the MyWikiBiz account rather than by Thecoser. This article was subsequently deleted with the support of Coase, this time editing as Thecoser. As Thecoser, he had previously created the Coase disambiguation page, and an IP address had added his name to it the following day. This has been the Wikipedia Signpost audio update for the week of August 14, 2006. For Wikicast, this is Omar Yak. Have a good rest of the day.